AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Employers hired a lot of workers last month. Our Jerry Boatlander's in Washington with the new jobs numbers that are making economists so happy.
After a few weak months, the economy appears to be back on track. 280,000 jobs were created last month. That's better than analysts had expected. In addition, the reports for March and April were revised upward by 32,000 jobs. The jobless rate was up 0.1% to 5.5% last month. More people were out looking for work. Not all of them found it.
Millions who work for the federal government are going to be checking their bank accounts and their credit card bills more frequently now that we know somebody hacked U.S. government computers and stole the personal information of millions of federal government workers. Washington's thinking China's behind this. China calls that allegation irresponsible. So what'd the hackers get? We ask former Defense Intelligence Agency official Bob Gourlay.
It would be the individual's name, their family names, so their parents, when you do a security clearance. And at times, there's information that a person would like to be kept private or in these investigations very frequently. And some of that could be embarrassing if it's let out. And that kind of information could be used for advantage in an attempt to influence U.S. government employees.
The co-pilot who intentionally crashed a German Wings jetliner into the French Alps, killing 150 people, reached out to dozens of doctors before his apparent suicide, according to a French prosecutor. It appears Andreas Lubitz may have been trying to find an explanation for some mental or physical illness. In sports, the Golden State Warriors took the first game of the NBA Finals over Cleveland, 108-100. American Pharoah's hoping to win the Triple Crown tomorrow at the Belmont Stakes. And the Dow is down 35 points. This is AP Radio News. 26-year-old Usama Rahim's family is burying him privately today, 3 days after he was shot dead by terrorism investigators in Boston. His aunt Karen, who preferred not to give her last name, says people were quick to judge him.
If it wasn't for him being Muslim, then we would not be hearing terrorism. We would not be hearing ISIS.
ISIS is an acronym for the Islamic State group. Police say video shows the terrorism investigators shot Rahim only after he advanced on them with a large knife and refused to drop it. Authorities say the families requested that the video not be publicly released until after Rahim's funeral. The funeral for Vice President Biden's 46-year-old son, Beau, is tomorrow in Delaware. We're hearing that donations have been pouring into a charity he founded not long before he died of brain cancer. It works to keep children safe from sexual predators. It's called the Beau Biden Foundation for the Protection of Children. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.